Rick. If you had told me 2 years ago that not only would I become a somewhat serious prepper, but that I would also meet a woman and fall in love with her, I might have called foul. I didn't really enjoy a ton of other people's company and chose my friends carefully. Obviously, a lot has changed, and although I am what people consider an introvert, I just prefer quieter company to larger crowds. My love of camping and hiking went well with my ideas on prepping. Those, along with a string of events, had pulled Tina and me together. It was my last week living at Al's. I would have left a couple of months ago, but his arrest had caused him to lose his job from missing too much work. I could have easily just given him a couple months' worth of rent and walked away then, but I wasn't sure he'd actually use it on rent if I gave it to him. Then again, it gave me time to adjust to the idea of how radically my life had changed. After the events of the past winter, I wanted something even more relaxed than my regular apartment lifestyle. There were too many people around me, and my greatest fears were still that there could be another bout of civil unrest. "Hello?" I said, not recognizing the number on the caller ID.
"Hey, this is Sonia. Is Al around, by chance?"
I recognized her voice, but confirmation helped. I mostly remembered her as Taco Bell Girl. "No, he said he was leaving for work an hour ago," I told her. "He's got a new schedule." "Well, if he's working, no wonder he isn't answering. Hey, listen, we're going to go to a rally this weekend. You and Tina want to come with? We can snag some pizzas and beers later on." "I'm not really into the kind of rallies you are," I told her, "but thank you. Too many people, anyways."
"You must really hate politics.
I still can't believe you told Al to sleep with one hand over his butt till you got his dad to bail him out. He said he couldn't sleep for 2 days. I had to laugh. It hadn't been one of my finest moments, and if I remembered correctly, I also told him not to drop the soap. Gallows humor is what it was. Not that I would ever wish that on anybody, but it was amusing to hear that it had bugged him. He hadn't mentioned it, so I had a little nugget of info I could use if I needed him to back off pushing for a wedding date.
Sheesh.
I hadn't even talked to Tina officially about it since the hospital, where I'd gotten cotton-mouthed and written her a quick note. What we had talked about was moving in together, or me moving in with her. I do hate politics, but like I said, too many people. Besides, I'm moving, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, after the rally, we could always come help you load up the big green creeper van and help you move.
Sure, call me when the rally's done. But I don't know that I really have all that much to move. Almost everything I own is in one room and in
the property up north, she finished for me.
Yeah, I admitted sheepishly.
No, I totally get it. I'm not picking on you. My dad was the same way.
Was? I asked her.
He died when I was 12.
I'm sorry, I told her. I had no idea.
Well, don't be sorry. It was sudden, and it still hurts sometimes, but it is what it is, and it's not your fault.
The younger lady had a point, and although I didn't like politics, especially hers, she did show signs of wisdom and intelligence that I'd missed when I first met her. I thought she was just another in a string of one or two date types of failed relationships that Al had been in for a while. Yet she'd stuck around. I'm not an easy guy to get to know, but she was trying to make an effort, something I just now realized. If the weekend doesn't work out, maybe we can have you both come out with Tina, Opus, and me for some barbecue or something. Summer's almost here, and the mini storage is kind of slow right now.
Hey, I like that idea. How about we ink it in with a to-be-determined date and time on it?
She sounded excited. Works for me. I'll let Al know you called in case he forgets.
Thanks, man. Later, Tater.
Tater? I hit end and shook my head. I walked over to my small desk and woke up my Mac. Now that I'd gotten a little bit known in the PNR categories, paranormal romance, I had started writing longer. My fans were asking for more. Since I could write a 60,000-word book as fast as I could write two 30,000-word books, that was what I'd been doing lately. I was using a program called Vellum to do the formatting and was happy when I saw a Dropbox notification that the file had been edited and updated by my virtual assistant. I sent off a quick email to double-check that everything was done and was soon going through the corrections on Word while waiting for a response. My phone buzzed instead of getting an email back, and I saw the note my assistant had sent. All ready. Good,